miscreants to annihilate, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, her and Yasha and his brother, Madhu and the very strong Kaitubha, the one who slayed them, Bhagavan, the ocean of mercy, has descended as an avatar. Dohavali, 115. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, Dharma. Correspondingly, the rise of irreligion, Adharma. These conditions trigger her periodic appearances, which to the limited vision look like a Janma, or birth, but are not really. The form is described as an avatar, or one who descends. This means that the external is not material, despite what common assessment says. The avatar descends from the spiritual world for these purposes, and then there are two primary functions carried out. Protecting the pious, the sadhus. These are saintly people, who typically don't keep attention on defense. There shouldn't be much concern in this area, as there aren't many possessions. If need be, the sadhu can take residence inside of a remote cave, sit down in front of a tulsi plant, and all day chant the holy names, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The second function relates to the first. The avatar annihilates the miscreants. The Sanskrit word is dushkritam, those who are interested only in impious work. The miscreants love to harass the saints, and rather than take up weapons and get distracted from their primary business of God consciousness and worship of the divine, the Supreme Lord himself takes up the task of defense on their behalf. He is already everywhere through the expansion known as Supersoul. The material nature works at his direction. While that energy is typically neutral, for the devotees an exception is made. The sadhu comes under the direct supervision of the most intelligent mind. This is because the devotees are considered to be his friends. Quote, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.9. How exactly does Bhagavan annihilate the miscreants? Should not the material nature handle the responsibility? The avatars are paired with some of the most powerful miscreants in the world. Again, the purpose is twofold. One is to show just how high a person can climb in material advancement. In one sense, the sky is the limit. People like Hiranyakashipu were so powerful that even the demigods were helpless against him. The other purpose is to show that no matter how advanced a person becomes materially, in any of the different areas of opulence, they are still no match for Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Goswami Tulsidas mentions four different times Bhagavan took on such miscreants to describe how God again descended as the avatar named Rama. The bad guys have been around just as long as the good guys have. The original good guy is Lord Brahma, who is also known as the Creator. Both Asuras and Asuras trace their lineage back to him. In fact, Brahma is the original father of every species. Quote, in the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma was attacked by two demons, Madhu and Kaitubha. But Krishna saved him. Therefore Krishna is addressed as Madhu Kaitubha Antri. Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, 7.3.13 purport. A long time ago Brahma was attacked by two people named Madhu and Kaitubha. Bhagavan was there to protect. The different avatars that offer this protection are of the same identity, that is to say they are the same person. Therefore Bhagavan is also known by such names as Vishnu, Rama, Krishna, Narasimha and Varaha. The Varaha avatar was in the transcendental form of a boar. He defeated the very powerful demon named Hiranyaksha. The brother of the slain victim later vowed to get revenge on Vishnu. His name was Hiranyakashipu and he was defeated by the avatar named Narasimha, who was a half-man slash half-lion. Tulsidas worships the avatar named Rama, who is in a human-like body. The poet gives the background description so that no one will be confused. Rama is the same person who previously slayed Kaitubha, Madhu, and other powerful characters. After his appearance in Ayodhya, Rama would go on to rid the world of even more bad people. Today the primary avatar is in the form of the holy name itself. This powerful sound cuts through the miscreant known as illusion. Therefore the saints take shelter of this protection, making sure it is always around by constantly producing the sound and allowing others to hear it as well. In closing, now Avatar of Rama, the name by whom previously demon slain, like Madhu and Kaitub attacking, wicked characters of piety lacking, her and Yash against Varaha the boar, whose brother hoping revenge in store, for the saintly Bhagavan ready to stand, now same with Ravan's fate in hand.